Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish, mitzvah 200, a milestone in our shiur and Baruch Hashem, no more kufs, and we are into the Reishes. Mitzvah Reish. Today's mitzvah is Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Dal. We continue the Arayos, and we're in the same pasuk that Rashi, we already saw last time, reads as one mitzvah, but the Chinuch and the Rambam have it as two mitzvahs. The mitzvah tells us, pasuk Yud Dalet, Ervas achi avicha lo segalei, the erva of your father's brother do not reveal, el ishto lo sikrav, to his wife do not come close, dodaschahi, she's your aunt. So Rashi, if you remember, read this as one big pasuk. Don't reveal the nakedness of your father's brother, which means your aunt. Don't reveal your aunt. But the Chinuch and the based on the Rambam, has it as two separate mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs. 199 was the first half of the pasuk. Your father's brother, literally, his nakedness. That's an example of Mishkav Zachar, which we spoke about last time. And we got to speak about Hasra'ah and a little about Kimle B'drabamine, which hopefully we'll touch on again today. And today we get the second half of the pasuk, which is what the Torah says, Beferish, father's brother's wife, an aunt by marriage. That's today's Isser. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo lavo al eishes achiyah, not to be with my father's brother's wife. Vizos nikreis because of dodo, so this means an aunt. Lefi shehi eishes dodo, because this is, it's the wife of my uncle. Shneamar elishtolo sikrav dodaschahi. Vazhar zu mikivon shenisarsa ledodo. Klomo sheniskachalo. The answer Lomar Achashiniseislo says the Chinuch, this Isser applies even if my father's brother only had the first stage of marriage with the wife and not the second stage of marriage, then the Isser also applies, she's already the wife. As we know, there are two stages of a Jewish marriage. It's not engagement, sometimes it is mistranslated. Niskad Shalom means Kiddushin, that's the first stage of a marriage. It is very clear what Kiddushin is. Kiddushin, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. One of the three, Kiikach Ish Isha, the Pasuk says, Kiseitse, the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa, to be married, and separate from the mitzvah of Puravu, that is Kiddushin. And that is separate, and once a woman has Kiddushin, Hari Abu Kudeshishli, and she has, and the Kala accepts money, or something worth money, Kesef or Shava Kesef, a ring, anything it is, from a man, she is married. She chas v'shalom, if something would happen at that moment, she need a get. And if her husband dies on the spot, she's an almana. She is married after Kiddushin. Nisuin is the second stage of a Jewish marriage, and that is the completion of the marriage. What exactly is Nisuin? That, fascinatingly, is not clear. There's no Mishnah that says, Nisuin is blank. The first Mishnah Kiddushin says, Isha Nikris B'Shloshot Drachim. So that we know what it is. But Nisuin is very unclear what it is. That's why there are six different Shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is Nisuin? Some of them are quoted here in Evan Ezer and Simin Nunhei. In Hilchis Kiddushin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Harusa Asur L'Bayla Midirei Sofrim Kol Zvashi B'Beis Aviyah. After Kiddushin, the woman is still not allowed to live with her husband. She is Asur. Most say it's Midrabanan. There are a couple of Das Yechidim in the Shidim B'Kubetzes Iksubas that say it's Daraisa. But that's Kiddushin. Afilu M'Kisha B'Biyah. Asur Lo Lava Olah B'Yashniya B'Beis Aviyah. Ad Sheyavi. What's Yichud? Well, I'm sorry, what is Nisuin? Here's the first opinion. Ad Sheyavi Osalatoch Beiso. V'Yisyachid Ima. V'Yafrishen Alo. Until he has yichud with her and designates her to be with her, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam says yichud haroi lubia is the definition of chuppah or nisuin. Those are both synonyms, and that is why, as we know, the concept of a chuppas nida, which is a very disappointing concept. So a woman is a nida when she gets married, but according to 90% of Rishonim, she's fully married. According to the Rambam, she's not. Because the Rambam says that Nisuin requires Yichud HaRoy Labia, and therefore, if you can't have Yichud because you're not Roy Labia yet, so then you're not fully married. That's the Rambam Shita. V'Yichud Zeh Hu HaNikra Knisa L'Chuppah V'Hu HaNikra Nisuin B'Chol Makom. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. V'Habal Rusasa L'Shem Nisuin Acha Shekitsha Mishiyar B'Avakana V'Nasas Nesua V'Ari Ki'isho L'Chol Davar. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But many other Rishonim don't say that opinion. Says the Rama, V'Yesh Omrim T'Chutpa Eino Yichud Ela kol shehi via hachasan lebeso l'shem nisuin. If the chasan brings the woman into his house, just going into the house, that's it. What is a house? So that's one of the reasons we have a canopy. The canopy is the symbolic house of the chasan. That's why the chasan walks down the aisle first. He establishes it as his house. He goes in, and then she comes down the aisle, and she's walking into his house. That's one of the reasons, one of the svaras of a of the canopy. The Yesh Omrim, Shachupa Hisha Porsun Sudar Al Rosha B'Shas HaBracha. Some say that you put something over her head. B'Shas HaBracha. What does that mean? Putting a Sudar Al Rosha. So some say that some of the Rishonim say what we call the Badekin. When the chassan goes and puts the veil over the head of the kala, so that's a shita of nisuin. Some suggest, based on a Mordechai, Tosfos Rid discusses it, but that's number two. If that would be the case, though, the Mishnah Melach discusses this, you'd be having nisuin before kiddushin. Because our minhag, we do badekin, but right after the chassan, just before the chuppah. And then we have kiddushin. Could you have nisuin and then kiddushin? Could you switch the order? If we say that Badekin is the Nisuin, so then that would be what is happening. We call chuppah the canopy, says the Rama. What I said before was just the symbolic. What the real sheet is that when he brings it to his apartment, wherever they're going to live. This is the minhag of some to buy the rights or rent out the yichud room from the caterer. You give a dollar to the caterer to say, I want the yichud room to be mine for X amount of time, so that when you go to the yichud room, you're also Yossi this day, bringing her into his legal rishus. But this is the last sheet of the Ramah says, what we call nisuin or chuppah is the canopy when they are standing as a chassan and kala in public. They go home. So there are so many different shitas, but it is lomaisa not clear what it is. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said, why is it so unclear? Kiddushin, we know what it is. Why is nisuin so unclear? So he explained that kiddushin is a legal transaction. She becomes an Eishes Ish. There's a kinyan that takes place. It's legal. You're not allowed to do kiddushin on Shabbos. It's a kinyan, right? So that's why it's clear cut what exactly you have to do. Nisuin or chuppah, that's more about the result. The message of acting like a chassan and a kala, as acting like a married couple. What's the best way to reflect that they're married? That's why it's not an objective act. It's not a legal halachic act. It's just an effect. So that is why there are so many different opinions. Do you put them yichud roi labi of the Rambam if they're in seclusion? They weren't allowed to be in seclusion up till now. Some say you put something over her head. She is now tsanua and only meant for her husband. Some say it's going home that night. Whatever the case may be, or they're standing, everybody's looking at them. They're centrally located under the canopy at what we call chuppah. So either way, any of these, or all of these, we do all of these in order to be Yotze L'chaladeus. But either way, back to our mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says that this Isser of Erva, of my father's brother's wife, it doesn't matter even if you only had the first stage of a Jewish marriage, even only after Erusin, the Isser still applies. Ubein Mechai, continuing the paragraph, Ubein Mechai Dodo Vafilo Girsha, it doesn't matter even if my father's brother divorced his wife. The Isser still kicks in. Ubein Lacham Isasser. Even if he died, even if my father's brother died, his wife is still Usser. Bishar Shia Mitzvah Chasavna Lamala. We will see that the only Isser that changes with a death is Achos Isha, which we'll get to in a couple of days. Achos Isha, right? Simin Reish, Mitzvah Reish Vav. We will see in a couple of days. The Isser of marrying two sisters. If somebody marries a woman and then she dies, then one is allowed to marry her sister. It's the only one that changes if somebody dies. All the others are eternal. Says the Chiddush continuing, Bidini HaMitzvah. What's the Dini HaMitzvah? Masha Omer Zachorin Lavracha. What Chazal tell us? Sha'achi Aviv Nikrol in Yisr Zeshel Ishto Kishu Achi Aviv Mitzad Ha'av. For this Isser, says the Gemara Yavam, this is only a paternal brother. If my father and his brother share a father, my grandfather, that's the Isser. My father's paternal brother's wife. That's this Isser. Aval achi aviv mitzat aim. But my father's maternal brother, let's say my father has a brother, but they only a half brother. They share a mother, That's not Asr Daraisa. Eino Bisser Zeshel El Ishto Lo Sikra Biditorah, but as, even as we just said it, it's somewhat confusing. Who is that? The father's brother, right? So Chazal knew it would be confusing, so they answered it. That's one of the Shnios. El Shachachamim, Gadru Geder, the Asru Afilu Eches Achi Aviv Misareim. Chazal made a Geder, and they answered even my father's brother's wife, even if my father's brother is only a maternal brother and not a paternal one. Kedei La'archika L'chiknu Har Beish Lo Liga Lisser Torah. So we don't come to any Isurei Da'oraisa. Fine. V'chein asur gam kenesh's achi imo. Also, midrabanan. They answered my mother's brother's wife. Bein shehu achea bitzad av levad o mitzad em levad. My mother's brother's wife. Whether it's maternal or paternal, that was also asserted in the world of Shnios. And even though that itself is not, and there's no nothing, my mother's brother is not asur daraisa. So why should I say my father, my mother's brother, double inclusion? My mother's paternal and maternal, maybe you should only include one. It's none of it's daraisa. Says the chinuch, no. Confusing. Chazal asked both. B'bnei she'asra Torah eishes achi aviv mitzarav shenikra dodo. Hosifo im be'israel together. Kol echon me'elu hadom imlo. All of these are your aunt. So all of the aunts, Chinuch said, are included. Fine. Finishing up. V'noeg yisazeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. This applies always. V'over aleha. V'shachav es eishes achi aviv mitzarav. B'chayei dodo. B'mezer v'yesh edim. Mitzah shneim b'chenek. If somebody, Rachmana l'Islan, after being warned, as we spoke about last time, Hasra, lives with their father's brother's wife, paternal brother's wife, so that's an isadaraisa, and they get chenek. Shekenu adin abal eshazish b'chenek. Just like an eshazish. V'im shachav osa achari most dodo chayev karis. And if the uncle has already died, so then chiyav kares, because if she's not an eshes ish anymore. V'im yesh edim lokep. Oh, by the way, something that we mentioned a couple of days ago. Also, why is there, how could this isur be chal? Don't we say ein isur chal al isur? So how could we say you'd be, if they're still married, I'm going to get the avera of eshes ish and of eshes achi ha'av? The answer is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Like we saw in the Rambam, this is an isur bas achas. They happen at the same exact moment. Right when my father's brother gets married, so then the isur of married woman and the isur of father's brother's wife happens at the same exact time. And as we know, one of the three exceptions to the ain isur chalal isur is isur bas achas. The other two, if you remember, were isur mosif and isur kolel. It's a more inclusive isur, it includes more people, or it is more usur itself to me. But this is one of the examples. He doesn't say it again here, but it is clear that that's what he is assuming. Continuing, v'im yesh edim loke, and if somebody violates when they're not married, when it's by the father's uncle, my father's brother divorced, or he died, so then there is no chenek, there's kares, and if there was warning, you would get malchus. As we know, there's always malchus that goes with kares. Bishogi me v'chadis kavua, kamo sheyadu alanu, dekoshev is don, akares v'shigaso chatas. Fine. What about the shnios? This he always doesn't always flesh out, but we're going to talk about it. V'im shachav eishes achi aviv mitzareim, o eishes achi imo be mitzarav o be mitzareim. What if somebody violates the shnios? Somebody is mezana with my father's maternal brother's wife, or my mother's brother's wife. So then, that's an issur d'rabbanan, and therefore, what do we say? B'mezid makas oso makas mardus. One gets rebellious lashes. Makas mardus, that's the phrase that's always that's meant for malchus, that is given if somebody violates an issur d'rabbanan. B'shogeg pater, b'shogeg, one would be pater. Talk a little bit for 2 minutes about makas mardus. Makas mardus is a big discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim. And that is, first of all, it's not clear in the Gemara how many malchus do you get from makas mardus. How many? We know malchus is 39 lashes. Arboim yakenu, right? Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tse'etse. What about makas mardus? It just says loken makin oso. So there is a lashon in a Tosefta, but the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Chamis U'Matzah. The language being, it's very extreme if you take it literally. The Rambam says this in the context of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, which is an issur d'rabbanan. Not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi even gives the mashal. If somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if somebody is living with their arusa. We just spoke about Eretz and Nisuin. You're jumping the gun. You're jumping the gun. Wait till Nisuin. Right? They can't stop themselves. They have to live with their mu'ureses. So that's the mashal the Yerushalmi gives. And the Rambam quotes that halacha. Asru chachamim lechol matzah be'erev Pesach kidei sheyehe heker la'achilaso be'erev. It's asru daraisa to eat chametz. It's asru drabanan to eat matzah. Right, there's no iser, right, if I eat in the sukkah on Erev Pesach. Okay, if I think l'shem mitzvah, I'm violating Baal Tosef. But if I'm not thinking Baal Tosef, let's say it's just hot, it's in my house, I don't know, I want to eat, it's nice outside. So there's no iser to eat in the sukkah on Erev Sukkos. But there's an iser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Says the Rambam. Asru l'chachamim l'chol matzah b'Erev Pesach. So there's a hecker for you eating it that night. Umishachal matzah b'Erev Pesach. Makin oso makas mardus. Ad shetetze nafsho. That's the language of the Rambam, quoting a Tosefta and quoting other sources. You hit him until he dies, literally. Ad shetetze nafsho. See, that's the Mefarshim. Till he dies, real Malkus Daraisa is only 39 at most. And you go to a doctor beforehand to figure out how much he could take. Right, and you do it it has to be divisible by three. You figure out how much he could take. The Mishnah Mishalshalim B'Makas, the Mishnah Mishalshalim B'Makas talk about, and he could kill him till he dies? What's going on here? So ask the Ramach, Ramosha Cohen, right in the on that Rambam. Lo yadati time am I v'chila achas sha'achal makinoso. If you feel tame of the Misha, so he says, what you did the avera? So what's going on here? Minayin hotziza. I don't understand this. And the Rabbi Manoach here talks about it, whether you have that proper girsa or not. Maybe you don't have that girsa of achetese nafsho. But this is a question: is it literal? So a number of Rishonim, the Ritva and the Ran, both in Meseches Ksubis. This Ran is on Tez Zayin Mabez in the Dafei Arif, and the Ritva, I think I brought it, yeah. The Ritva says, it depends. Most examples of Makas Mardus, most, not all, most examples of Makas Mardus in Shas is preventative. Somebody doesn't want to do a mitzvah. That's where you find Makas Mardus Nafsho. Somebody doesn't want to do a mitzvah, so you keep hitting him until he does it. Chazal have that power. Do the mitzvah already. When it's a punishment, that's when it's limited. Right? There's no chiyav misa for eating matzah on Erev Pesach. For any Yisrael Rabbanan, there's no chiyav misa. So that's why it can't be these Rishonim say that it's gonna be worse than Malkus Daraisa. When does that Lashon sometimes apply? And what's the Rambam talking about? Maybe the Rambam's talking about, according to these Rishonim, if the Svar is correct, he's about to eat matzah. He's about to put matzah. So you want to prevent him from doing that. So you give him a patch. Depends if he gives him a patch. He's about to eat the matzah. And he's like, no, I'm doing it anyway. And he keeps trying to do it. That's Makar Association Afsha, where it's preventative. So then you have to keep preventing him. Bezin has an achrayus to try to prevent people from doing averus or prevent them from not doing mitzvahs. But once it's done, that was the problem with the Ramach. Once it's done, Lechore cannot be worse than Daraisa. Let me read you the Lashon of the Ritva. V'nira nadvarim. Dekol makas mardus. Shehi ala vera nimsheches. V'yesh bo lachush lahaba. Makin osu achetese nafsho. O achi yakabo alav karoi. Divrei chachamim. V'kol shehi ala vera she'ena nimsheches. Elo liyasro l'sha'avar. If it's only about a past one. Dadin osu bo mad bezdin. Ubet pachas bimalchus shel Torah. That for sure will be less than it. Because that's a punishment. It's not going to be, this isn't as bad as it is with Daraisa. V'nirin divrei ha'omrim, and it appears like those who say she'ein l'daktik b'makas mardus b'ritzua shel malkus ha'mura b'sechas malkus. You don't need all of the requirements. You don't have to get makas mardus with the same type of whip and all the other requirements. And maybe you don't have to split it in threes. All the other requirements do not have to be fulfilled. Okay, that is a little discussion of Makas Mardus. One other point I wanted to mention, and that is, which Isurei Durabanan or Mitzvahs Durabanan get Makas Mardus? Is there any limitation? Is it all any Isurei Durabanan? So this seems to be a Machlokas. Basically, this isn't as well known. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The In Shoresh Aleph. Shoresh Aleph of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as we know, the first of the 14 Shrashim. So there, the first Shoresh, the Rambam's rule is, we don't count his mitzvahs d'rabbanan in the 613. That's the Rambam's klal, and he argues on the Bahag, how could he count Atilas Yadayim, how could he count Hallel, how could he count other mitzvahs. So there's a long Ramban in his Hasagas there. So the Ramban there first attacks the Rambam's famous Shita, where the Rambam says, we discussed it last year in Shir, every Isser d'rabbanan is really an Isser d'araisa. Every time I violate an Isser d'rabbanan, I'm violating the Isser of the Torah that says, don't go against what the rabbi said. Lo So you can't go against what the rabbi says. So every time you violate the Rabbanan, you're really violating a Daraisa. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam. The Rabban asked the Bam Kasha, so how do you ever have the principle of Savik Drabbanan Lakula? Every Drabbanan is really a Daraisa. So how do you ever have Kulas that he lists off 10 different places in Shas where you're allowed to be makled by Drabbanans? Shiny hachadis drabanan, haminu ketanim bidrabanan, b'digas chavis drabanan, tchumin drabanan. All these cases, according to the Rambam, none of it. It's all daraisa. So there are answers to that. The Meshech Chachma we discussed in Parsha Shoftim says maybe the answer is because it's a suffix. A real Vade Drabanan turns into a Vade Daraisa. But a suffix Drabanan, no, we could say, Kahai Gavna, Chazal said, it disappears once it's a suffix. Okay, we're not going to get to that whole sugya now, but if you remember that, that has come up in the past. But in that discussion, the Ramban has a line where he says, Ubi Mekomos Yeshlahem Makas Mardus. Some Drabanan is a Makas Mardus. Vuhu Lemisha Over Al Mitzvos Shelidivrehem Shehem Ke'ein Torah. When do you get Makas Mardus? Only by Durabanans that are similar to Daraises, based on Daraises. Veheim kol agzeros shegazu bahemi divrehem. Shemakan osu achi kaba osa alav o achi tesi nafsho. Gzeros, says the Ramban, are all connected. They're all gzeros until you might come to violate the Daraisa. So says the Ramban, anything connected to Daraisa, that's what you're going to get Makas Mardus for. Lo kemo shemachmir harav. This is how he understands the Rambam. Not like the Rambam says, Shekosev b'kol aveir shel devrei abad shetetzi nafsho. He assumes that the Rambam has a much more expansive and inclusive shita of what you get Makas Mardus for. I mean, he has it by eating matzah ner Pesach. So that is the shita of the Ramban, Machlokas, Rambam Ramban. How expansive or how limited is the concept of Makas Mardus? One final interesting question I saw in the Stechemet. The Stechemet, this is in volume 3, Chela Gimel, page 117. He says, Derech, he's talking all about Makas Mardus here. He says, Derech Agav Nistapakti. He says, talking about that Rabba, about eating Matzah Erev Pesach. Let's say, ask the Stechemet, in Chutz Laaretz is the question. Somebody eats Matzah on Erev Pesach, and then does Malacha on Yontif Sheni. Does he get two sets of Makas Mardus? What's the question? If you do Malach on Yontif Sheni, so you're saying that's the real day of Yontif, so when he ate matzah, it wasn't really Erev Pesach. If you're going to give him Makas Mardus for eating matzah on Erev Pesach, then the real Yontif is that night and the following day, and not Yontif Sheni. So, do you get double Makas Mardus if it's what's called a Tarti Desasri? It's self-contradictory. You can give him Makas for both, so but one of them is not true. Or do you say that no, each one can be looked at separately. This is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and this is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So what that at root, they contradict each other, but that's his suffix. Interesting, he doesn't have an answer to it. He says similar. He says, let's say somebody who's a suffix halal. Suffix halal. Somebody's not sure if he had to get a suffix halal. Right, a halal, somebody who lost his kushas kahuna. His mother was a suffix grusha. What does that mean? A man threw his wife a get, and it wasn't clear whether it was still closer to him or closer to her. If it was closer to her, she's divorced. If it was closer to him, then he's not divorced. And then the get gets burned up, and the man drops dead. So you're not sure if she's a grusha or an almana. And then she marries a kohen. So it's a suffix grusha, suffix almana. The kid's a suffix halal. So what happens, he has to stay chebet, if a suffix halal, so here it is, im achal truma v'nasa grusha. If he eats truma and marries a grusha, see if he's a suffix halal. So again, it goes in both directions. If you're saying he's going to get eating truma is a problem, right? So then you're saying he's a yisrael, then he's allowed to marry a grusha. If you're telling him that he's not allowed to marry a grusha, so then you're telling him he is a kohen, he's allowed to eat truma. Anyway, so you have these types of sveikos where you have two contradictory halachas that you have to know whether you look at them separately or you can look at them together and only give them one set of malachas. Okay, this is related to, again, the issur of father's brother's wife. If somebody violates that one of the shnios durabanan, one would get malchus mardus. Okay, we'll stop here as we continue in the world of the 200s.